What is going on, everybody? My name is Conor Lawler. Welcome back to a week of Hero or Zero here on the Heroes for Hire podcast. I am once again back talking one comic book character, as we do every single week. We talk their good points and their bad points, so we generally just give you a bit of a rundown of everything to do with that character. Now, for the first time in a few weeks, Sean, we are on the same episode.
We've patched up our differences, we've reconciled. Both of our families have forgiven each other, and we're back doing the show together.
To be fair, though, that thing you said was super racist, and I feel like I was right not to be good with that.
See, he's put racism on me, which I'm not a racist.
I think you're a racist now, Father. No, because you remember you were saying all minorities are wrong. You said that
to me.
Off mic.
I said and I was some like, minorities, like white people. Huh?
Did I pull it back? There was rumours that we were having a rivalry. That is not true. Just a bit of a time differences in terms of scheduling. Busy boys. So what happened was I recorded Hero Zero like 2 weeks ago, and Sean recorded last week's Hero Zero. But we are back in the same broadcast because it's a very important we come together to talk about this character, Sean. It's one of the most important characters in all of comic books.
Hey, listeners, just so you know, this character is not important and is basically a joke. He's trying to set you up for disappointment here.
What are you talking about?
We have to see through the mask eventually, folks.
You don't even know who I'm doing, but you know my bit.
I know there's a certain tone of voice you take when you're taking the piss.
So if this is your first episode, you don't have to do anything. If this is your second or more, we would really appreciate a like, a follow, a share. 5 stars on Spotify, that would really, really help us out, or on iTunes, or on any of the podcast platforms. But yeah, the max stars, really.
Yeah,
would be great.
As many as you can give. 10.
As many
15.
As you want. I don't think that's possible. Yeah, 15 if you want. Maybe leave a comment on Spotify. There's a little comment thing down the bottom. Say this episode was shit. Mostly those comments just say chair, because people love the character of chair.
Thanks, Mikey. Really appreciate that. You're doing the Lord's work.
People have now started tweeting us, by the way, of there was a football match last week in which a guy with the second name Chair scored. And someone was like, Chair.
Classic Chair move, professional, as far as I'm concerned.
Professional soccer player Chair.
I've single-handedly ruined the podcast for Connor.
I was like, oh, fuck's sake.
People are responding to those Spotify's a lot, and I love it. We can't reply to them, weirdly enough, but like we get to publish them on the actual feed. And it's really nice to see what people think. Chair.
Well, it's not, though, because they just say chair. And I feel like
no,
the more chairs... I think at some point we have to take the toys away from them.
Look, folks, if we're to follow the rules of comedy, if every Spotify reply to this was just chair, I would not be mad.
I would be.
Yeah, that's the comedy side of it.
I'm shaking my fist at a cloud. We also have a Patreon down below if you want to support us. We recently reviewed the movie Irish Wish. If you want to watch us maybe lose our minds over an hour, that is something you could probably get into. It was recommended by the listeners, by the patrons, who every month get to choose what movie we review, and they consistently choose the worst movies that will cause us the most stress.
Yes, and just so we're all clear, our birthday months, we get to pick our own movies. So yours is this month, mine is next. So we have 2 months of peace.
I don't say this lightly, but fuck you guys. Yeah.
Number one, thank you for financially supporting the show. And number two, go fuck yourself.
Number one, not as important as number two. Wait, no.
No, I got no, no. Connor,
other way around. Sorry, other way around. Do we get back?
Chair, remember chair, guys?
Quick, bring up minority shot.
I support them.
So, Sean, I have a character this week that I'm going to be covering.
There's
that obviously
wouldn't.
I mean, DC has a vast array of a rogues gallery. And Batman has one of the best rogues galleries, but also DC has a superhero called The Flash, who has a bit of a rogues gallery himself.
Flash runs, if you'll pardon the pun, runs the gamut of quality of rogues, because there's some real, real good ones, And then there's a lot of terrible ones as well.
But what about if I say there was a certain villain who had a bit of, I don't know, musical je ne sais quoi about him? You know what I mean? Oh. Just a bit of fiddle-dee-dee, if you will. And I think...
Irish?
I'm going to be talking about Isaac Bowen, otherwise known as the Fiddler, Sean.
Oh my God. Do we have to age rate this report?
No, he's on a violin.
It's not
a Catholic church situation.
Is he an Irish man?
No, he's not. No, but it's just he's actually British. So just make it out what you will. Creators,
let me hear who he's like as a person first.
I don't judge. creators Robert Kelleher and Lee Elias. When the Fiddler's first appearance was in January of 1948 in All Flash number 32. I think that had Jay Garrick as the Flash at that point, so a real golden age of comics. Yeah. The Fiddler's whole thing is, look, he's the son of British aristocrats, and Isaac Bowen was raised alongside his twin brother, Maestro. Which to me, if you've twins and one of them is called Maestro and the other one's like Isaac, I think you're setting one up for failure.
True, but like Isaac could be, I don't know, there's not, like, no one is like, oh, I'm the Isaac of rugby. Like, there's no...
Meet my children, John and the absolute greatest.
Yeah, Christ and he's all right.
Jesus Christ himself and Frank.
Unless it was like Isaac Newton, he wants him to be a scientist, something like
maybe
that.
Maybe, but still the other twin is called Maestro, which kind of covers a large gambit of takes.
He can be a maestro of science, I suppose.
Could be a maestro of science. The boat boy showed an affinity for music, particularly the violin. However, Maestro, basically, he pursued the craft, whereas Isaac didn't really give a shit that much.
Kept sitting under apple trees for no reason.
He was like, eventually something will come to me. He had an urge to travel, Sean. And so in his early years, he went off travelling. And then he ran out of money. And he then became a petty thief working the streets of India.
You know what? What I will say for him, he didn't run back to Mammy and Daddy. He fucking made a good go of it himself.
In my head, he went down with like €20 and then he ran out of money immediately. I was like, oh, well, look, I may have heard the crime now. He had enough money for the flight to India.
All I'm saying, Bruce Wayne did this same thing and we think he's class.
So you're saying this is the same level of character as Batman?
So far, yes.
While Bowen was attempting to rob a local merchant, local authorities found and apprehended him, whereupon he was taken to prison. During his incarceration, Bowen met an old Hindu fakir who used the power of music to hypnotise and control the actions of a deadly cobra. So he's in jail, and a guy has the music to control cobra, Sean.
That's very 1940s portrayal of India, by the way. Like the cobra coming out of the basket.
Yeah. Well, Bowen pressured the old man into teaching him mystical power. Come on, I'm your friend.
Be cool.
Come on. Be cool. You're jealous.
I'm not going to do that, with.
Promise. Can I give a cobra a gun? I promise. Bowen pressured the old man into teaching him the mystical powers, and the Hindu finally relented. Bowen proved an apt student, and before long his knowledge surpassed the old man.
My God. He's the greatest flautist ever?
Flautist this prison has ever seen. Using random materials found in his cell, Isaac fashioned a crude fiddle and used his new knowledge to escape from prison.
Now, what's lying around a prison cell that you can make a fiddle with?
A bowl that you piss in.
So you got the piss. That's on hand.
You've got a big jar of piss. Right. Secondly, you have your bed, so you can take that apart, somehow make strings.
Yeah. I just think it's one of the most difficult instruments in the world to make. So it's wild that you can cobble one together. I'm going to Google
prison
fiddle.
Just cobbled it together. It was 1948, Sean. It was a different time.
People weren't on their phones all the time.
You know what? The people weren't woke. That was the thing. They had time to make violins from a jail cell. Everyone knows.
But inmates made that with two... Sorry, I'm looking at Google Images and just reviewing them. I will suspend my disbelief and say he made a fiddle. And then he used that to escape with Corvus.
I should really mention that he now has the power of hypnosis with the fiddle.
Yeah, but doesn't... It's a magical instrument, Connor.
Yeah.
You've been to a session.
I've been to a drinking session. He no longer acquired the services of the old man, so he used the power of his fiddle to murder him immediately.
Jesus!
Afterwards, he tracked down the merchant that he had attempted to rob earlier, and he killed him too, because he
Just
was for responsible
for
him going to jail.
Right, okay, now I'm losing faith in him. I don't think he's such a good guy anymore.
One more murder and he's three strikes and you're out, bro. Right, that's how it works. Calling himself the Fiddler, he returned to the United...
He could have picked a better name,
Just workshop it for 5 more minutes.
So, like, his name's Isaac Bowen. You play a fiddle with a bow. That's pretty good.
Yeah, the Bowmaster.
Honestly, if you want, you start calling yourself Maestro. Or the Conductor or some shit.
That would be obviously the logical thing, but he's now the Fiddler and he's coming back into the United States to begin a new life of crime. He used his skills to make money through the various nefarious schemes, one of which was impersonating his brother, who was a popular classical violinist at the time. So he would pretend to be his brother, show up to these places, do a little play, hypnotise everyone in the crowd, steal their money.
That's quite similar to one of your favourite Marvel characters, the Ringmaster, Connor.
The Ringmaster, just to explain the Ringmaster, if you were there for that episode, he is one of my favourite villains of all of comics, in that he has no dreams or aspirations. Yeah.
He just wants his circus to be okay.
Imagine they give like godlike powers to somebody just with no real drive to do anything.
No goal. Like, he's hypnotized Spider-Man and Scarlet Witch and stuff like that. But he's just like, no, I just want to steal money from people's wallets.
But he steals like a tenner from them. From their wallet. But like, he could just go out and like become like president of the United States by hypnotizing everyone in the world. But no, there's no need.
He doesn't want that.
He wants to run a successful circus.
Yeah.
So in 1947, he relocates to Keystone City in Kansas, where he constructs a new fiddle for himself, one even more powerful than the instrument he used to escape from India. This destructive instrument possessed the power not only to hypnotize others, it also generated sonic waves of force and created force field bubbles around him.
Oh. Man, the writers were having fun with this one.
He's got a fiddle and a dream, and we're just going to make up his powers as it goes along.
It's kind of like Umbrella Academy. Elliot Page's character in that has violin and like control, like sound waves and all that kind of stuff. But with mind control as well.
Mind control as well. So he also designed. Now, Sean, this is my favorite bit of anything to do with the fiddler. Is that he designed? Stop, right? He designed a custom-made automobile moulded to the shape of a violin.
Love it. You need a weird-shaped car in a Golden Age comic.
Remember, he's coming up against the Flash in his storylines, so he has a violin-shaped car driving away from the Flash.
Not a very aerodynamic design for a car, I would say.
They haven't really gotten any Mercedes shaped like a violin these days, and I think that's where they've gone wrong.
Because of woke, of course.
Because of woke. They're like, for some reason, aerodynamics, it doesn't work, but really, style points, it should.
Yeah.
God damn should.
It's a real showstopper, let me tell
you. The Flash attempted to... He basically attempted to stop the fiddler but he quickly found himself the victim of the fiddler's hypnotic powers. The Flash eventually defeated him and sent him to prison. But this was a case of the 1940s, late 1940s, early 1950s, in which they just needed a new villain every so often. So he got back out of prison several more times and eventually just kept trying to commit crimes and eventually getting caught. Mostly, like, turning up at operas and, like, trying to steal their money.
Yeah, I'm imagining, like, Barry Allen is going out to the opera or something like that.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, suddenly, oh, no, or Jay Garrick, sorry, whoever it is. It's like, oh, no, it's that one musical villain I have.
Now, look, in 1949, he teamed up with other like-minded villains to form the second incarnation of the Injustice Society of the World.
Wow, that's...
Yeah.
They're really... I love villain team names, because they really just try very hard.
I mean, once again, workshop it. I think they probably let Fiddler name that, because he has a track record of just... He has an idea of where he wants to go, but he doesn't quite nail the landing.
It's the first option he always picks. He'll never do a second draft.
In a scheme which involves stealing known symbols of American patriotism, the Fiddler attempted to steal the Liberty Bell from Philadelphia. The Justice Society of America, however, turned up and fought the Injustice Society, and ultimately the Fiddler and his cohort were defeated.
I would say so.
Yeah. Now look, several years later, the Fiddler embarked on one of his most ambitious schemes to date. Working alongside the Shade and the Tinker, the three villains combined their powers to place the entire city of Keystone into a suspended null field. All knowledge and memory of Keystone City was erased from the public consciousness, so they no longer remembered that the city existed.
Right, just this one city in Kansas. It's like they're like, we'll take over this.
Now, of course, the Flash eventually stops it. The Jay Garrick, not only Jay Garrick there, but also they had Barry Allen, who was a successor at that point. And then I think the Justice Society of America showed up. There's a big fight. Fiddler defeated one more time. He's all about just coming in, playing a bit of music and getting caught.
That's what I'll say about Fiddler. A little bit one note, Connor. How about that now?
If you will. But then when he found... Well, another really interesting thing is there was a story in which he came out of retirement and he basically teamed up with Icicle and Solomon Grundy. He loves a team up, by the way. Very
aware.
He just
wants friends.
He's just very aware nobody likes him, one, and two, he's not very strong. So
has he ever reached out to his brother in all of this? To be like,
no, sure, he's a fucking dick.
I think it's so good because he plays music and his parents love him.
He basically figured out that he could use his hypnotic powers to force superheroes to fight each other. So he basically forced Wildcat to fight Hawkman.
Some writer fucking high-fived and took an early Friday when they came up with that. There's, oh, we can just make the heroes fight each other whenever we want.
because he now can just turn them against each other. Now, eventually they do overcome, but Hawkman nearly dies in that battle, and Fiddler didn't do anything. Fiddler just kind of played. Then Wildcat beats the shit out of Hawkman, and Fiddler's like, I win no matter what. The perfect crime. By the way, the Fiddler story... storylines are so funny because, like, they're keeping up this very basic D-list character of just, like, he plays a fiddle, he likes team-ups, and the Flash is ultimately a god, so beats him almost with ease every single time.
It's more of an annoyance that he has to deal with it.
Yeah, Kid Flash is a big mod to fight the Fiddler as well, because he's a nice easy beat to get going.
It's not the end of the world is at stake here. It's just, he's just a lad with a fiddle.
Eventually, however, the Fiddler storyline, the one storyline that really caught my eye was the Fiddler found himself dying slowly in prison when the spirit of the old man, apparently was a demon all along, returned to claim his soul, but offered him one final chance to get revenge on the original Flash first. So the Fiddler travelled back in time to attack the Flash, taking the Flash's wife with him, but he was defeated by the time-travelling Hawkman and Hawkwoman. The defeated Fiddler apparently died in this storyline, Sean.
Okay.
But years later, returned without explanation.
He's back now. Don't worry about it. The answer is don't ask questions.
The answer is shut the fuck up. He's back, right? However, I found that story and I was like, that's really funny. But then I think somebody at DC was like, no, we should probably kill him.
We should probably just get rid of this guy.
We should just need to kill him, right? He's just been too involved. So years later, 2005, Sean, many years have passed. What Fiddler, once again free from prison, joins a new supervillain team, the Secret Six.
Jeez, okay. Right?
The Secret Six allow the Fiddler to join. I don't know why. They must have been low on numbers.
I really hope it's like really heavy hitters, like the Joker is in there and Lex Luthor.
Yeah. Well, I know Deadshot was in there. And
how is Deadshot hanging around with the Fiddler in any world?
There's just the idea in my head of them going into like a mission and just like Deadshot being like, right, this is what we do, and then just looking to his left and the guy is there with a fucking fiddle. It's like
Deadshot's like talking
Jesus.
Through the plan, and then the fiddler is there tuning up like,
and what say you to a little tune?
Because the devil went down to Georgia.
However, Sean, they went on a few missions, disappointed by the Fiddler's performance against Hive agents during their first mission. Mockingbird deemed him incompetent and ordered him to be killed. Deadshot carried out the execution and just he was replaced by Catman.
By all accounts, a better pick for the team.
Much better pick. So, Mockingbird immediately deemed him incompetent, ordered his death, and Deadshot was the one chosen to get the lovely honour of killing this fucking idiot.
I guarantee Deadshot never thought about that again. He's just killed him.
His violin, by the way, was actually found in the possession of a woman called, I don't know her actual name, but she then joined the secret society and went by the name of Virtuoso. Which I think is a better name. Much better name.
They were clearly like, okay, we like this power and we like this gimmick, but we hate this dude. Yeah. What do we do here?
We kill him. The only time he ever came back was during the Blackest Night storyline, in which it's a big, massive comic book storyline, if you don't understand, when all of loads of characters that had died over like the previous 80 years were like brought back from the dead by Black Lanterns, and they were all just like, they were fighting the Green Lanterns. It was a whole like massive DC wide story, but basically any character that had died in the previous 80 years, there was like a skeleton of them walking around with a black ring. So he then returned and he fought alongside several other deceased members of the Suicide Squad. However, Green Lantern showed up and immediately kicked the shit out of him.
Classic. A classic Green Lantern move. Does the Flash know the Fiddler is dead, by the way? Does he mourn him at all?
I don't think anyone has thought about the Fiddler ever again after he... Like, he just turns up to do petty crimes. He never... Other than that one time he got the whole city, like, erased from people's memories. But I think he was along for the ride with that one. That wasn't his plan.
There was a whole team working on that.
There was a team of geniuses working on that. Powers and abilities. He has occultism. He has received some training in magic and he channels his powers through his violins. His abilities are hypnosis. He's a master hypnotist who can focus his abilities through his violin. Another little bit of ability that he has, music. So,
pretty
if you
good
have
at music.
A session or of drinking, just he could be used.
Party's going on, you know, bring him round.
He has thievery, just, you know, he's a great thief.
Well, he got caught.
He is very obsessive, is the problem. So he's obsessed with committing music-themed crimes and having musical motifs. He is unwilling or incapable of using his powers when deprived of his violins. Despite the number of times this dependence has been used against him, he has never, ever studied alternative ways to utilise his very strong magic.
Carry a flute or something.
Anything.
Whistle. Imagine you could just whistle and do it.
Like he has all this magic and he's had so many years of people using it against him by literally just taking his violin off him.
Yeah.
And then he is useless.
But he's like, no, I like the violin. I'm good at it.
He's really specced into one thing. His equipment, he has the violin bowstring. The fiddler's bowstring was capable of producing destructive waves of force. The fiddler also created a portable vibrator which could bridge the gap between parallel worlds. The fiddler is bringing a vibrator in and he's bringing...
Great at a party is all I'm saying.
Surely when they're writing that they knew. When they wrote those
Even
words.
Even in the 50s they knew that.
Come on,
thing.
Man.
Get off.
Basically the vibrator can bridge the gap between parallel worlds and he's used this to transport himself and the wizard to Earth 1 and also like to different Earths. It is unknown whether the fiddler still possessed such a device following Crisis on Infinite Earths, in which they just kind of were like, wait, this character for some reason has like this world ending thing. So they just never mentioned it again.
Yeah, he dropped it. He lost it one day. Same way he ran out of all his money when he was travelling.
And of course he's got his fiddle car, which once again don't offer any people sweets in the back of it. His fiddler's fiddle. So he has the usual fiddle and he just cribs through it, even though the Flash can just use his super speed not to attack him, to just literally take the fiddle off of him. And then he is powerless.
Yeah. Or like if he breaks a string, he's powerless. Like,
yeah, just cut all the strings on the violin and he is immediately wrecked.
Guarantee he doesn't carry a spare set. He's not that kind of a guy.
Like he's really trying to tie them back in the middle of the battle.
He's tuning up. It has to be in key as well. It has to sound good.
He's like, fuck's sake, he has to like do turn his back and like put the violin just in between his legs, just like he's really trying to hold it there with his like back arched.
As he's getting the shit kicked out of him.
Yeah. Flash is just kicking the piss out of him.
You know what? I've come around on the fiddler. I think he's a good character, Connor.
Police. I have him saying
it. Oh no no no.
Move in.
I just like music.
I love the fact that he's so shit, and I love that the Flash's villains are notoriously either amazing, they're either gods or just regular lads with guns.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make any sense. Like, the Flash is a god. Like, his villains should just be gods.
Yeah. Fiddler objectively should be like a Batman villain.
Yeah, I think he would wreck Gotham if he moved city. I always think that for like the lads who live in Superman City and in the Flashes, I'm like, just go anywhere else.
Yeah.
Literally anywhere.
And then you like Weather Wizard, you move to Gotham, you'll do great.
You do damage. Like Bruce would figure it out, he'd peak the shit out. The problem is Batman will break all your bones.
Mm.
Superman will just like, put you in jail. You'll learn from this kid. You'll get better next time.
You can get arrested or brutalized is what you can pick between.
Yeah, so you might have a better chance of getting away with it, but you will have to get broken spines.
Yeah, I'd break the spine of the fiddler. I've gone back on him. I don't like him anymore.
Police, move out. So Sean, that's it for this week's report of Hero Zero, a character in DC that I think is possibly next big bad. I think it's probably going to be the villain in the Batman 2.
Oh yeah, and the DCU overall, it's going to be their Thanos,
of course, yeah.
I think
very
good report. Connor, would you like me to take us out?
Yeah, sure, why not.
Thank you everyone for listening to this episode of Hero Zero. We will be back on Monday with another episode of the Heroes for Hire podcast, and then next Friday with another episode of Hero or Zero. Big thank you to all of our patrons over on patreon.com/Heroes for Hire podcast. That link is in the description, and all of those people help us to keep making the show. So if you want to do that and get access to extra movie reviews and things, head on over there. There is also the merch store, heroesforhire.ie/shop. Twitter's @HeroesForHirePod, the 4 is the number 4. Facebook is Detective Devilman's Discussion Group. Instagram is Heroes for Hire Podcast. And the best way to ever help out the show is to tell one human being that we exist.
Just the one, please.
And I think that's about it, Connor.
I think so. So I've been Connor Lawler.
I've been Sean Meehan.
And we shall see you all next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.